ready? All right, I have 7:01. It is Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and township, the mayor and council of the township of Clinton to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Would you please all join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call, please. Attendance.
Yes.
Here.
Here.
Here. Thank you very much. We'll now open the floor to public comment. This is our first public comment session of the evening. Is there anyone here who wishes to make comment on any of the items on the agenda this evening? Going once, going twice. I'll hereby close the public comment session and we'll move to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted in a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, Council Member, or Citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. It's pretty light this evening. Are there any items anyone wishes to remove?
I think I have to abstain for January 12th.
Noted. Any other? Any from the public? Seeing no movement, may I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yep.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And
yes. Okay, at this time, before we begin our normal reports, I would like to ask Alex, the chair of the Environmental Commission, to come forward, and I believe she'd like to give us a report.
Perfect. Yes, thank you. So my name is Alex Ambrose, for those of you who I have not had the pleasure of meeting yet. I'm at 25 Roundtop Drive here in Annandale, and for those of you who are thinking, it's over near Verrett Field, and I tend to say that rather than the prison, but it is also near the prison. Mayor Malay said, I have the honor of serving as the Clinton Township Environmental Commission Chair this year. In my professional and personal life, I'm an environmental policy expert. I've been with ANJAC, the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions, for 3 years, and a few other organizations before that. I'm also a candidate for a master's in public administration at Rutgers University in Camden. Before I get into what I came here today to talk about, I just wanted to go through some of the accomplishments of the Environmental Commission from last year and talk a little bit about what we want to do this year. So some of the accomplishments, last year we added 3 new members, one of them being myself. Took over the Windy Acres signage initiative. We are very excited to hopefully install those once the ground thaws. We also added new, thanks to the help of Councilman Switlake, added new material to the Windy Acres website, a lot of educational material. We held a stream assessment at South Branch Rockaway Creek. We had a rain barrel building event. Thank you, Councilman Strauss, for helping out with that. We also established a green team, so that's chaired by Mario, who is on the Environmental Commission. That was a really exciting initiative that is aimed at achieving bronze-level sustainable jersey certification, which is very exciting for a number of reasons, the least of which is lots of funding opportunities, which I'm sure we're all very excited about. So, looking forward, this year, we are hoping, like I said, to achieve that bronze-level certification. We are also very lucky to have Councilman Switlake on the green team, as well as former Mayor John Higgins. We are, like I said, hoping to install Windy Acres signage once the ground thaws. A couple other initiatives, pursuing electric vehicle charging stations in Bunt Park, conducting well water testing and having outreach events for residents to test their own well water, as well as several outreach events, such as Community Day, holding a green fair. We plan on holding another stream assessment You will all receive a personalized invitation to that shortly, and many others. At the request of Councilwoman Switlik, as far as our budget goes, the CTEC respectfully requests a budget increase of $500 for additional educational opportunities for a total budget request of $1,500. The CTEC will also plan to pursue grants for further funding for some of our initiatives. The full budget for this money, each line item, was provided to the administrator if you'd like to look further.
We got
Wonderful, great. Mm-hmm. So some of those educational opportunities that Councilwoman Switlik is going to do are a lot of work, a lot of walks in Windy Acres with professionals. So we're bringing in bird professionals, tree professionals, and these are very exciting because the outdoors right now is one of the only places that residents can safely assemble due to the ongoing unpleasantness. Don't know if you guys have heard about this whole COVID thing. Little uncertain lately. getting people outside to the local Clinton parks also provides physical and mental health benefits, and it adds more support for town initiatives such as the Windy Acres acquisition. Finally, it creates a great sense of community in a time when a lot of people feel isolated and disconnected. So that comes to the end of my part of this agenda. I'm happy to answer any questions that folks have about either this budget or the environmental commission in general.
Anybody have any questions?
I just want to thank you for doing that beekeeping thing, that email. I got a response the next day. Thank you.
Of course.
The DEP.
Are you running another rain barrel this year?
Are you trying to get rid of them? Is that why?
Well, in fact.
Yeah, so Councilman Strauss does have some extra rain barrels. We did get in touch with our current watershed ambassador is no longer Cameron, who did it last year. You know, every year they change.
Right.
It's Stevie Adder this year. She said she will not be holding a rain barrel workshop. However, we are talking to the school to see they want to pursue some rain barrel initiatives and green infrastructure initiatives in their garden.
Yeah.
So it's possible we may be able to give those to the school, get them out of your property.
Yeah.
They do have a garden at the back reception school they built last year, a Boy Scout. One of the Eagle Scouts built it for them. So maybe they bought one.
Awesome.
It's far from their building. They probably have no water.
Yeah, I know, Lana, is it Round Alley? We were on the same email together because of COVID. This garden went in the toilet, basically. So
They
want to revive it, and she was asking if we would.
That's great.
And there's nobody there to take care of it for a year or two.
Exactly. So they want to get involved in that.
Yeah, that's right. She had mentioned that when she was here at the last meeting, the presentation of the referendum.
Good.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you guys, all of you, for all the hard work that you put in last year and all the work I know you're going to put into this year. And I think we can expect some great things and look forward to seeing those signs out at Windy Acres. Great website update. So well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Presentations.
Thank you.
That was good seeing you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
Alex. Okay. We will now move to Councilman Glazer's report.
Yeah, I think it's pretty short. Planning, no meetings in February. The next meeting will be Monday, March 7th. The agenda has not been released yet, but I'm pretty sure the Gray Rock Redevelopment Study should be on the docket this month. I would hope in March, I should say. Because council gave that to the Planning Board in January, so it should be fermenting, I hope. Sewage Authority monthly meeting is next Thursday, March 3rd. No agenda yet. The Finance Committee, we had a couple of meetings the last few weeks with Vita, the CFO, the Assistant CFO, and I'll let my esteemed colleague, Councilman Koshinowski, who's the senior member of the team, make any comments. Council President Strauss and I met as members of the Canvas Subcommittee with a resident of an adjoining township who was interested in looking to a micro-dispensary business in the area. He had spotted out a site in the township. We discussed it with him, and I think there's mutual agreement that it just didn't make sense. So. But it was a good conversation, and we'll keep having those conversations as an EV.
Thank you for leading that.
Very good.
Although not my committee, K-8, I met one of the potential superintendents. Brian was there as well. She seemed nice, and we seemed to be on the right path to hire someone. As far as finance, Bill's right. We did have some extensive meetings, and after the first meeting, I said, okay, these meetings need to have an end date, an end time. You know, so the original meeting was at 10. It didn't say when is it over. So from now on, the finance meetings have a beginning and an end time. Bill and I went through a lot. We still have a lot of questions from Vita and some other people in our little township here. And Bill and I actually went to the firehouse today to get a sales pitch, as I called it, from Bob Emery, the fire chief, on two different things that they need. This is on the capital side. You know, there's only so much money.
Correct.
Yep. Right? And that is our top limit for all the capital requests out there. And so that's what we're going to struggle with. Yep. And that's about it. Other than that, the budget looks like it's gonna be good, and we'll be on time, hopefully. And I don't want to say any more than that.
Terrific. All right. Very good.
Okay. The Beaverbrook walk that we were talking about, Mia and Mike McHugh, I'll get a date for you. I think it's going to be the third Saturday of March.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll be meeting at Ferran and walking to the furnace and back. The beekeeping at Windy Acres. I wanted to find out if it was allowable use at Windy Acres, and I got in writing from the DEP that it is. I secured a beekeeper, so I'll be walking around with her. I would like to get some type of resolution or something together so I can officially have her there. So I don't know.
It was probably more suggestion that there be a resolution, because this way it's in writing. Everybody knows about it.
We have
where it's going to be, and in the future it's in writing.
Right.
Because I know myself, the one, we didn't know that it was there.
Yeah.
Now we will, but.
No, this way it's clear that it's something council has looked at, signed off on.
Right. If it's public property, we need to document what's going to be happening.
Exactly. Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. And approve.
Yeah, right. Of course.
So she's not just talking. She's buying her bees, so I just want to get things in writing.
We just need to get the
okay.
So will this help restore our meadow, Amy? Will it help restore the meadow that got trampled?
No, it won't. But one of the High Bridge folks know exactly how to do meadow restoration.
Oh.
I don't know what's involved, but I would like to pull them over and say, look at this disaster. Mm. Anyway, environmental, you couldn't get a more perfect report, so thank you. open space for a meeting tomorrow on March 4th. Mike Les and I are having a call with Heather Gracie. She's a forester that did Windy Acres, and I think I might have reported before, we would like to get one done for each open space property so we can make some plans. We have ash tree stuff going on, so there's a lot of things we need to take care of, so it should be good.
Yeah.
5K track, I don't. It's ready for the developer on Monday. We had a volunteer day. I had like 15 people clear it, so that's done. The one connector trail in the back. And I met with the DPW this afternoon, and we cut off all the trails that needed to be cut off. Mm-hmm. So hopefully people will know where to go.
Yeah. It was an impressive turnout.
It was. Impressive. You know, and I have to, Eric Eisenhart from Base Camp, he said, if you ever need help, and I said that I called him and said, I need help. And I got it, so I was really happy about that. As far as volunteers for other properties, Hackett's, I secured last year a resident who lives right there. They signed the waivers, but, you know, we're pretty much on the same lines as far as maintenance for that property, so it's like one load off my mind. Also, Prospect East, we have a volunteer there who's a neighbor. And I'm happy with what he's doing over there. And, of course, they're not doing anything without my permission as far as something significant. Green Team, we're actually getting our points together and starting to submit stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
Good.
Yeah. So I think that's it.
Very good. And Mario has a lot of energy.
Yes. But there's good results from it. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very nice job, Council President Scott.
Thank you, Mayor. As we're aware, at the last council meeting, the superintendent and the business administrator came and gave a very good presentation on the referendum. And just a reminder that special vote is March 8th. Their next business meeting is Monday, March 14th at 7:30. Again, in person, live stream, public comment in person, but they will be making the official announcement, hopefully at that meeting of the new superintendent. As far as Historical Preservation Commission, they have not had their next meeting yet. That is next Wednesday, the 2nd, at 7 p.m., and their agenda items are to be announced. As far as public safety, police, I had spoken with Chief DeRosa, some conversation regarding the lieutenant's interviews that we need to get scheduled. For fire, I did speak with Chief Emery. There's an email regarding some damage to some gutters at Station 1 and Station 2. Vita forwarded me the work order, which I gave to him, and he submitted to Jay. Myself and the mayor met with Chief Emery and Deputy Chief Long last Monday, Valentine's Day.
Yep.
We were reminded of that, being there.
Yeah, it was four very generous spouses.
Yep. We still have to schedule a meeting with Chief Staharic. I saw him the other night and say that.
And we have Monday, right?
Yes, and this upcoming Monday, we have a meeting with Chief Setnicki from South Branch at 6 p.m. at their building.
Yeah.
And that's all I have.
Excellent. For my perspective, the next meeting of the Recreation Committee will be March 13th. They're not going to have a meeting this month. We do have a new hire on the docket for this evening, and that'll be a part-time position that we, I think, need in the office to help with needs all throughout.
Construction.
Yeah.
Recreation issue.
So that's a part-time at $18 an hour.
Yeah.
And Vita conducted the interview, very highly qualified individual.
Yes. So. Yes. And hopefully we'll be able to help out with a lot of the going through, again, we're trying to get through files and purge and get things in order to maybe preserve some records, but first we have to do a massive purging in the building, and hopefully she will help, and also to fill in. The construction office was without their person and their TA for 2 weeks, and our construction official actually had to answer the window. It's just, you know, somebody that we can throw around a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're working on Ashley doing that as well, but she's been involved with dog licensing. So
yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So there's a lot to do, and we're trying to do it as best we can with the staff we have.
Yeah. Effectively and efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
So. The other item I have on my list, Vita, too, is that we should be getting reimbursement from Green Acres for two of the Windy Acres parcels that had not previously been preserved. That'll be about $388,000. I signed the form.
You signed it. It's so there, so it's being processed.
So as quickly as the state works, we'll see it.
Finally.
I'm trying to think. We have the easement has been sent down for the old municipal building.
Oh, good.
Tell the neighbors tonight. But it's down at the county once we get it recorded and get it official. Yeah. All right. Terrific.
Do we have a start work date?
No, we still need to convey the property.
Correct.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And once we convey the property, the developer can begin on the existing building.
Right.
The new building in the back, we still have to vacate the road, but we're not going to do that until after.
Right. So he restores the front first.
He can get a little bit of a head start. But once we've conveyed it, then we can begin the process of
We just don't want to vacate anything until we've actually conveyed the property.
Yeah.
We know the construction is underway.
After years of effort, thank you, Brian.
Yes, thank you, Brian.
Pushing this one through.
It's slow, but at least we're creeping forward.
I would say the conveyance, if we get it back from the county by the beginning of next week, should be done by end of March, if not sooner, because there's no council action for that, I don't believe.
There shouldn't be. I think it's more just a question of getting the documents in place and how quickly can you get everything in order. Because Lucille will be handling that. She's also currently working on the closing with Pearl over at Murray County.
And Concord, I would think, too, is probably in the process.
Yes, that is in the process. That should be, because, you know, that one was easy because the contract was all done in advance. It's just a question of...
Did we announce that it sold?
I believe we announced
it. Yeah, last week. Right.
I wasn't
here. So. Right, because there was a resolution confirming the sale. So, yes, it was announced and acted on.
Mm. And in other news, I have good news for Ms. Ambrose. We're going to, this evening, appoint Michael Lennick to the Environmental Commission. He's going to move over from the open space. So he's going to leave his seat on open space, and we're going to appoint him to the regular member seat on environmental that is currently vacant.
He was a gentleman that called in, and then,
So now we'll just have alternates, I think, to fill. And that's I confirm that's a mayoral appointment, so no vote needed. And I think that's all for me this evening. Everybody else touched on some things. Administrator Mekovis, do you have anything else?
I think you covered everything.
Terrific. In that case, we shall move on to public hearings. Just one ordinance this evening. It's an ordinance appropriating $10,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for a truck diagnostic scanner for the Public Works Department by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. I believe the actual amount will be a little less than that $10,000. I think the equipment costs $8,500 plus or minus. And it's really kind of counter to one's intuition. The newer vehicles at DPW, the dump trucks, are breaking down. And when they break down, because of the highly advanced sensors that they've got on for emissions, they need to be rebooted. And we don't have the technology in the shop to reboot them, and thus have to spend $500 each time to have them towed down to Flemington to get restarted.
Plus the time of the guys going there and going
right,
back.
Plus all that. And at some point in time in December, just before snow season really began, we had 2 to 3 vehicles down at a time.
Yeah.
So it really hindered our operation quite a bit, and this will help. And I think in the long run will result in cost savings to the town.
I think so.
So at this point, I'll open up the floor to public comment for the public hearing. Seeing very little motion in the audience, I'll close the public hearing. And is there any discussion on the part of council?
I think you covered it.
Yep.
Terrific. May I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
You get it.
Councilman Pleasure?
Yes.
Councilman
Kwasniewski?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Switler? Yes. Yes. Very good. We'll now move on to resolutions. The first is a resolution authorizing the purchase of a truck diagnostic scanner from Advanced Professional through co-op contract number 201700280, not to exceed amount of $10,000. I'm not even going to bother. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next resolution is authorizing the hiring and appointment of Jane McMinn, Administrative Office Clerk for the Township of Clinton. Any questions or comments on the part of council?
No.
We discussed it earlier. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kwasniewski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. Next we have a resolution of support from the local governing body authorizing the Sustainable Jersey grant application. As Ms. Ambrose mentioned earlier, we are the Green Team is trying to apply for a grant from Sustainable Jersey, and they need our permission to do so. This would be for a green fair and electric car show. So that would be to fund that, which would provide us points toward that bronze level certification.
Mm-hmm.
Questions, comments?
I'll make a motion.
Thank
on
you.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kwasniewski?
Yes.
Councilman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing change order number 1 to Ryback's Contracting Corp for Gray Rock Road, Fairview Ave, Fulper Place, and Fulper Alley improvements. This is a very modest increase to the detention, the catch basins and that sort of thing. I think it was around $7,500, if my memory serves correctly.
Yeah, $400,000 project.
Right. So, any comments?
No.
Questions?
I know that area is overdue to get redone, so this is
great
good
to have it done. Yeah.
Sure.
I think the outcome is good.
Any questions? So, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Tom.
Councilman
Glidner?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilman
Slipman? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And last, we have a resolution appropriating $25,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for turnout gear for the fire department by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. This isn't the this is an ordinance, right?
Yeah, I was.
This is the introduction of an ordinance.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
This is the introduction of an ordinance. I apologize. Yeah. I was trying to, as I was reading it, I was trying to figure out where the ordinance was.
Yeah, I was reading it here, and then I...
So, again, I will reread it. This is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, appropriating $25,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for turnout gear for the fire department by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. Any questions, concerns? I think the turnout gear I know to be highly needed. They've got stuff from the 90s with holes in it. They're getting down to, I think, with this, will really reduce the oldest, most direly needed repair or replacement.
I'll make the motion.
All right, I'll second it. Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilwoman Swedlin?
Yes.
Council President Searle?
Abstain.
Yes, and I would like to recommend that we set the hearing date for the first meeting of March, which is going to be the 9th. Thank you. No, I appreciate that because I wasn't getting there. I was ruminating. And lastly, we have the introduction of an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton, regarding performance and maintenance guarantees, inspections, and acceptance of improvements. I will give the very brief highlights as I understand them, and having read it. We're replacing the current performance guarantee language in our code with new language that will comply with changes that were made to the municipal land use law a couple of years ago.
Correct.
And Ms. Cecil will fill in some of this, the details, but the things that jumped out at me reading it and in her email, temporary CO guarantee is required now, and there's a new safety and stabilization guarantee, both of which I think are very, very, very useful.
Very useful.
Thinking of a couple of properties that I can list off the top of my head.
Yes, and we've had those conversations,
So this will be good, and it does remove some prior.
It does, there are a couple of other additions that I just wanted to mention. But first and foremost, a couple of years back, the municipal land use law was amended to actually limit the types of improvements for which municipalities can require developers to post guarantees. So it's now limited to strictly those improvements that are going to be dedicated to the municipality, along with perimeter landscaping, but basically all of the internal stuff that's going to remain private, you can no longer require the developers to post performance guarantees up front. Where you can start to capture that is through the TCO guarantee that the mayor mentioned, plus the safety and stabilization guarantee. So the TCO guarantee is really geared towards ensuring that the necessary improvements are in place, or at least that they're bonded before the issuance of a TCO, which often happens before everything's been built. So that's primarily what this ordinance is doing, is just bringing our provisions now in line with those changes. But just a few other modifications and additions that I wanted to bring to your attention. None of these are real substantive changes, but what I've tried to do is codify a lot of the current practice that's either only dealt with in a developer's agreement that is consistent across every single developer's agreement, or that was just kind of implicit in practice that I thought, so for instance, in every developer's agreement, we require that the bonded improvements be installed within 12 months of the issuance of the building permit, subject to extensions. Mm-hmm. We've now codified it so that we're not left with just remembering to capture that in a developer's agreement. The reason it's important to have a deadline is because, obviously, if the bonded improvements aren't installed at some point, you have recourse and you call in the bond, but without a deadline, you're kind of, right. It's kind of hard to say when you can legitimately call in the bond. This makes it really clear. As I said, we've already been doing that in a developer's agreement, so it's not really a massive change. Just some of the other stuff, you know, we've made more explicit now before the municipality accepts any public improvements that are being dedicated, like what some of those preconditions are. Again, they've been in developer's agreements. They're kind of implicit, just better to make it explicit and lay it out in the ordinance. And then the final addition is the very last section of the ordinance, actually. This comes straight out of our developer's agreements. It's preconditions to the start of construction. So things like you must have a pre-con meeting and who needs to be there. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of the routine stuff, easements have to be in place. All of the fees have to have been paid. The bonds have to have been posted, most importantly. But just a lot of that stuff that is standard across every single agreement. You always want these things to be in place, so best to codify it.
And they're non-negotiable now because they're bartered. So can't they?
And they've never really been negotiable anyway.
Right, that's the point.
You know, and some of them are in the planning board approvals. Because it's just so standard,
right.
This avoids, oops, you know,
right.
The planning board, like, John Joel developed amnesia and forgot to capture it in the conditions.
Right.
Or
it would be captured.
For whatever reason, right. For that given development, we don't have a developer's agreement.
Or John Joel wasn't involved because he was conflicted out, or who knows.
That's exactly right.
It's
clear. It made sense to me.
Yeah. It's a stopgap is really what it is. It's just making sure that some of these really essential things, we're not relying on another document containing them. They're just there.
Mm-hmm. And more to the point, we have to update the ordinance regardless because the law has changed.
Right. The MLUL, what about written?
That for sure.
Right.
Well, yes, the MLUL trumps, but the MLUL throughout says if the municipality by ordinance requires a TCO guarantee, then here's the deal. If the municipality by ordinance wants a safety and stabilization guarantee, so it's all discretionary.
Got it.
So
right.
We have to by ordinance require them since we want them.
Right.
So far we've had very cooperative developers, and we've been dealing with this through developers agreements. But again, at some point it's just best to have these things.
I think you just anticipated my question. So would this impact any of our developer agreements? Like would this, if we have, let's say, a pre-existing developers agreement, there's a new term by ordinance.
What we've done is basically what we have captured in these agreements is
kind of covered it.
You post everything that's required per the MLUL.
Oh, so
encoded the appropriate token.
Okay, so
as I said, primarily these have been with Kate Coffey's clients, so
right.
It's been pretty easy to negotiate with her. And I mean, we're fortunate. We have very cooperative developers with very good attorneys. It's been very easy to address it.
Good.
But it was high time that your attorney got the code up to speed with the MLU. That's it.
Any other?
Thank you.
Nope.
I motion that we adopt.
Right. You're the motion. We have a second.
Except you're introducing.
Introducing. I'm sorry. Introduce. Right. Sorry.
Okay. I'll second.
Thank you for that. We have a second.
A second.
Yep. That's what I said. Yeah.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
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 Now, this will need to be referred over to the planning board before it comes back for the public hearing and adoption.
Thank you for that.
Which may feed into then your date for the public hearing.
We will want to set this for the second meeting of the month of March, I believe, which would be the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Memory is even better, right? It's nice that March and February are the same. All right. That's that. And I believe that's everything on the agenda except for a final public comment session. The floor is yours. All right, leave that way. Close the public hearing or public comment session. And Bill, what do you have to say?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, sir. I'll second.
Councilman Blake?
Yes.
Councilman
yes.
Councilman Swetland?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss? Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. I'm turning the light off.